Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2004, Delmarva Roofing and Coating Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a contractor's shop and office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6.47 acres, more or less, land lying west of Route 631, Mennonite School Road, 1,800 feet north of Route 16, Beach Highway, and 3,200 feet south of Route 36, Shawnee Road. The 911 address of 12982 Mennonite School Road, Greenwood, Delaware, and a tax map ID of District 430, Map 5, Parcel 56. For the benefit of the Commission, I'm passing down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. For the record, this site had been formally approved as a conditional use number 494 for Merle Embleton for a maintenance shop and construction equipment yard for a contractor, and then amended in 1986 for conditional use number 853 for the Marble Works, also Mr. Embleton, for a manufacturing of countertops and cultured marble. For the record, this application was filed on October 16, 2014, for the surveys of the property depicting the improvements that you have before you. We received comments from DLDOT in the form of a support facilities report on October 7, 2014. They referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service A of Mennonite School Road will not change as a result of this application. And we also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, again in a form of memorandum that was received on January 16, 2015, and referencing that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Now, is there someone here representing this application this evening? If you would, I need you to come forward, please.
Well, that's good. We don't have to address that issue with this one.
All right, sir, if you could give us your name, please.
Sheldon Schwartzentruber.
Okay, Mr. Schwartzentruber, you've heard what our director has read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, we're just looking to move our business from in the town limits of Greenwood to outside of town.
Okay.
And basically use the property for what it was used for in the past.
All right, then. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Burton down here.
Great. So you're going to move the operation completely out here if this is approved?
Yes.
Do you own the land next to it?
Next to this land?
Yes.
No, we do not.
Does a family member own that land?
Would be a first cousin, yes.
And question for you, Mr. Lank.
Yes, sir.
What is the current zoning on this?
It's AR1. It has had two conditional uses. The last approval was 86, and it was for the Marble Works, where they did countertops and cultured marble for the purpose of countertops. It was pretty active up until last few years. You can probably say when it was last.
Been about 6 years.
6 years, okay.
And are you looking for a change of zone on the whole property?
The conditional use.
Yes. Conditional use. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and that includes the house next door, the house in front, and the building in the back?
I believe that's how it was done before.
That's correct.
And what would be the hours of operation?
Generally from 7 to 5.
How many days a week?
5 days a week.
And how many employees would you have there?
We have 15 to 20 employees at this point.
And I'm assuming that the trucks would just park in the current concreted area.
Mm-hmm.
the employees would, the trucks would stay there overnight?
Yes.
Employees would come in, park their car, get in the trucks, they go out and...
Exactly.
What will be stored in the building? What, I don't, I'm not familiar.
Roofing materials, insulation, equipment, typical contractor supplies and that type of thing.
Will everything be stored in the building?
There are some outbuildings that we will probably store some stuff, but for the most part, yes.
But you don't plan on having any of the roofing materials laying outside?
No.
Are any of those materials toxic?
No, we have one chemical that we do use, that we meet all the flammability codes and the hazardous material codes. So yeah, we would have one there, which is considerably less than what the Marble Works had previously.
Will any of the old roofing materials be brought back, any of the old insulation or any of the...
No, that goes directly to the landfill.
Get rid of that?
Yeah.
Before you come back. Are you going to convert that sign that's out there, the Marble Works sign?
Yes.
Are you planning on just using that?
We're looking at this point of leaving the sign frame and just changing the lettering, obviously, but...
That's all the questions I have at this point.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
What kind of traffic would you anticipate on the road in terms of like delivery trucks or?
We normally would have, I would say, 5 to 10 deliveries per week. So they would need to be come in that direction. I don't know if you're familiar with 99 School Road at all. Mm-hmm. Kind of runs between Route 36 and Route 16. I'm tied into the school also, and my desire is to not put traffic down that direction. So we intend to instruct all our employees to go out to Route 16 to get to where they're going, come in that direction to eliminate any traffic going to 36.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm very familiar with the previous operations there and the application. I have no further questions at this point.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
I more of a question for Mr. Lang. Is the application to void out those prior, are those prior applications void and we're just changing?
If they haven't been used for 2 years, it would be void.
Okay.
He said it hadn't been used really for 6.
I mean, as far as you're concerned, those have no relationships aside from the sort of the historical use. I mean, you're not looking to amend a prior application. You want to?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right.
That's a new application.
Yeah, that was my question. So, all right.
All right then. I don't have any questions. I just want to point something out that needs to be changed. This drawing has a notation on here that says proposed rezone C1. That really should be.
Well, the site plan was actually Mr. Embleton's last site plan he used for the public hearing. They would have to submit a new site plan anyway.
Okay, that was what I was leading up to. Is we're going to need a different drawing anyway. But this is not a rezoning. It's just a conditional use. So, all right, sir. Well, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2004, Delmarva Roofing and Coating Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2004? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. You're invited to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.